Okay, so there's two basic ways to establish beginning of construction under the notice. One is the physical work test. This thinking that you're actually starting construction of your project. And then the second method to establish beginning of construction is satisfying a 5% safe harbor, which is a test based on how much, basically how much money you spent in construction or towards your project. And both of these methods require something. It's really a two-prong approach. Something that has to happen after you've kind of demonstrated you've started that is that you've actually got to continue in some way. This is something that a lot of people forget, and so I wanted to put this on here. It's really important. If there's one takeaway, this is it, is that each one of these tests has two prongs. Okay, you've got to start either by starting physical work or by paying a recurring cost, and then you have to continue through completion. And the rules make clear that you can't switch methods. So you can't start physical work and then later decide, oh, no, I want to do 5% safe harbor. It's kind of like which is the first that's happened, and you've got to see it through. Okay, so we're going to talk about each one of these. Okay, so the physical work test. Quite simply, did you begin physical work of a significant nature? There's not a ton of guidance in the notice about what that means, but it's clear that you can either start your physical work either on-site, if you have site control, or you can do it off-site. So this is where you don't actually have the site control over your project, but you maybe start, you order and have custom equipment designed for your project. That can count. The generally, people view that on-site physical work is preferable than off-site physical work because it's easier to take pictures of and walk around and see what you've done. So examples that are very typical are construction of roads, and these are really the service roads on a project. So think like a big wind farm. These are the roads, the maintenance roads between the turbines, and not so much the access roads or the parking lots. Other examples are installing racks or pile driving, things that are actually happening on site. Okay, so if you don't have site control and you kind of are focusing on doing work off-site, that's typically done by a manufacturer, and it's typically done through a what's known as a binding written contract, and that's important when you're kind of working with a third party to satisfy these tests. A very common strategy here is to order a transformer that is custom designed for your project. The things that the IRS is concerned about here is they want to make sure that you're actually obligated on that transformer. It's not an option. You're not buying it, and then if the project doesn't work out, you can give it back or something like that. And that's kind of why that they've set out these very precise rules about what it means to be a binding written contract and making sure that it can't be viewed as an option. One of the really important things about the physical work test, if you're demonstrating started construction with off-site work through like a manufactured work, is that you can't have ordered something that is ordinarily kept in inventory by the vendor. The idea is not to buy that you're buying off-site off-shelf components. It's that you're actually having something built for you. Okay, the notices list several activities which are viewed as preliminary activities that don't count as start of construction. These are things like on a solar project, like compacting the soil to be ready for the installation, or clearing the site. Both for on-site and off-site work, it's the actual design work on the site. None of that counts as physical work. It's just kind of viewed as the planning work in anticipation of physical work. So that's kind of that's that first component of starting physical work. So now we'll look at, now we've started, what do we have to do? So for the, what do we have to continue to do? So for the physical work test, you basically have to continue physical work. So you've started the physical work, and you've got to see it all the way through. The issue with that is it's a subjective test, right? It's like, okay, well, did you have a break, and you know, how does that take into account, and whether or not you've actually continued your physical work? And the notice provides some helpful guidance there by providing a list of excusable disruptions. Now, this is kind of viewed as a not complete list. There's other things that could be in here, but these are the ones that people pay attention to because these are the ones that the IRS has spelled out. Typically, things like weather delays, financing delays, and things are, these are all things that are not within your control. And because they're not within your control, they're viewed as excusable. So when you're analyzing a physical work task and you're kind of deciding whether or not you think that a project has satisfied this, it's really one of those things that you really can't know for sure until the project's done. And then what you're doing is that you're looking at the entire construction timeline, and to the extent that you see any gaps in construction in that timeline, you want to make sure that you've got one of these excusable disruptions. Because if you have an excusable disruption, then it won't be counted against you in demonstrating that that you've satisfied physical work. There's also a really helpful safe harbor that we're going to talk about in a minute. But kind of before we get there, I mean, that's kind of that's the basic rule for physical work. Okay, so moving to the next test. This is the 5% safe harbor. So the test is, did you pay or incur 5% or more of the total cost of the energy property? So we're looking at what we've paid or incurred.